This is episode number 2126 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 10th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Last night, of course, Golden Globes. Nobody knew about it. Nobody went. They didn't televise it. In fact, Variety this morning is saying Golden Globes put on an event that could have been put in an email.
So they actually did an event?
They actually did an event, and they just listed the winners as the event went on. But they did the event at the Beverly Hilton. I just don't know.
Who was there?
Who knows?
Just them, probably. Who
yeah, probably them. Anyway, big winner was Netflix, Power of the Dog. I'm unfamiliar
what?
With it. Yeah. Also, Will Smith won for King Richard.
Nicole Kidman won, I heard.
I think she won. And West Side Story won all the other stuff.
Oh.
And that's good because nobody saw it, just like the Golden Globes. Anyway, that was intentional.
Okay.
It is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, on to other things besides the Golden Snobs. did you know that Kim's current boyfriend, old Petey Davidson,
yeah.
He has a surprising connection to Kanye's rumored girlfriend, Julia Fox.
Oh, really?
It's true.
Wow, this gets really convoluted.
Well, here's how the two know each other.
Okay, how's that?
Pete and Julia dress up as Ken and Barbie for the November 2019 Break the Internet issue of Paper Magazine.
Wow.
Which Davidson covered, yes, ironically the same magazine and issue theme for which old Kimmy previously,
right,
quote, broke the internet,
we
unquote, back in 2014.
Remember the...
With her hot cross buns.
Sticky buns. That's
sticky
right.
Buns.
Mm-hmm.
Buns. Shiny, sticky buns.
Shiny, sticky
okay.
Buns. Yeah.
They even, so Pete and Julia even posed in a steamy bedroom scene together in that
Ooh.
Magazine. So yay. Ooh. And so, yeah, do you think they went farther than, you think there was something else in that?
Sure, of course they did.
I mean, you know.
I mean, Pete Davidson's been with everybody.
True.
I got to ask you that question. Have you and Pete hooked up? I mean, you know, because he's been with everybody.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
He's a little young.
Well, he doesn't seem to mind older women. He kind of likes the cougar
thing.
That
is true.
So, you know.
I haven't called him yet. He hasn't come out to the... He hasn't really done the West Coast.
Yeah, but he's got time. He's
yeah. But, you know, if he had the essence of Ryan Reynolds and
Chris
and
Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth, well, you know, we'd talk.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
All right, so Ye and Julia were linked together romantically around New Year's last week.
Yeah.
They were seen together in New York.
Yes.
Julia was obviously dressed by Mr. Ye.
Yes, she was.
And sources say Ye mm-hmm. was simply trying to make Kim jelly.
This was all methodically planned.
I think no
so
one
I
should
think,
show
I think
up.
The jelly part, there's something to the jelly part.
Well, he also wants to remain relevant.
Well, of course he does. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to remain relevant?
All right. So about the same time, Pete and Kim were seen in the Bahamas on a
right.
Baycation.
On a baycation.
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 Baycation. Baycation. Yeah.
So here's my wonderings.
Yes.
If Pete and Julia hooked up.
This was a couple of years ago, right? You said 2019?
And now Kim and Pete have hooked up.
Yeah.
But Ye and Julia have hooked up. That's really
wow. This
weird.
Is like a really, yeah, this is like
yeah.
6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
There's no 6 degrees right there. It's like there's a common factor,
yep.
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. Yeah. Keep that in, just keep thinking that, kids.
Because, you know, him and Ye could then have a conversation.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Maybe they have, but not now.
Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. iconic horror hostess Elvira,
yeah,
Mistress
Elvira.
Of the Dark,
yes.
Claims she lost 11,000 horny old men followers on social media after she came out as queer in September.
See, I did not know she was queer. I did not
I
know
I had
that.
No idea.
I did not know that.
But
I know somebody who knows her or is acquaintance with her. Uh-huh. And I've got to ask them if they knew this or not. So they probably did.
Well, she said, I knew that there was going to be some horny old men out there who were just not going to like the fact that they didn't have a chance with me anymore.
Look, here's the deal. I mean, you've seen her in her getup, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, she's like the, got the dresses cut down to there and the cleavage hanging out, and she's all right. made up, and she looks damn fine for somebody who's whatever her age is. But,
Oh, yeah.
You know, how could she not expect horny men?
Well, I'm sure
to be all about her.
Well, I'm sure she expects them.
Well, yeah, because well,
she's not shocked that she had them.
Well, maybe she's now hoping that horny women will be attracted to her as well.
Well, maybe they already were.
Well, yeah, okay, all right. Anyway,
she's just saying as soon as she came out.
Yeah, yeah.
There's she lost 11,000 followers.
There's a bunch of men who don't care about that. It's like, well, that's fine. I got my hand up. We'll leave that there. We won't
anyway,
go any further.
Anyway, she's been in a relationship for nearly 2 decades.
Wow, with the same woman?
Yeah, with wow. T. Wearson.
Huh.
Teresa Wearson.
Wow.
So she added...
So I did not know this. It's interesting.
No. Okay. Yeah, she's 70 years old.
I thought she was 69 or 70. 69 yeah. would be the better
But the she better looks really
age
good.
For her, 69.
She was on one
get
of those...
It.
Get
it? 69.
She was on a Food Network when
I stopped following her too when I found out she was queer. No, I'm kidding.
You're
I'm kidding.
Lying.
I'm lying.
One of those cooking the competitions at Halloween.
Yeah, she's on Food yeah. Network, right? She looked pretty damn good.
She looked.
For 70.
She looked wonderful.
Well preserved.
So she also said that her honesty cost her 11,000 followers on social media.
Yeah.
Though the 60,000 new ones she gained more than made up for the loss.
More than makes up for them horny old men. There you go. And if she's like Cher, she's probably got a pretty gay, big gay following.
Probably.
And that she certainly doesn't want to be a hypocrite and blow them off, which I guarantee that's why she came out. So, but good for her. Now, my friend who knows her speaks very highly of her. And
supposed to be real nice.
He's known her since she was very young. She'd run into the radio station and do a bit with them. She was great at it.
She got a good gig. I mean,
she got a fantastic gig, and she found her niche, and good for her. And I'm glad she's been able to keep it going, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well into her 70s. But God bless her.
We need to do something like that. We need to figure out something like
that's
that.
That's right. And there's hope for Halle Berry 20 years from now. I'm just saying.
We could be Jekyll-ish and Hyde.
Because Halle Berry and that Cleopatra ad for Caesar Sportsbook, I got to tell you. And Carrie Underwood's legs, too. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow. I'll explain Carrie Underwood's legs tomorrow. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.